Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Late in Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'm going to be talking about AR content, that is augmented reality content. I'm going to offer six concepts for guidelines about how to create content with augmented reality. And then in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about some of the practices. So today is going to be more conceptual, and then the next episode is going to be more practice-based. All right? Once again, welcome back to the podcast. Once again, welcome back to Late in Branding. The first of the six concepts I'm going to talk about is the dual nature of AR. What I mean by this is that when you're composing an AR, you need to consider two things at the same time. That is, the screen as well as the physical space. Both of those things get overlaid onto one another when you're dealing with trying to create content. So it's difficult because you're not just considering, okay, how do I create an interface for the screen that I'm using? What kinds of user design, user experiences do I want to create on the screen? You're also thinking about the surrounding physical space, the physical objects, the layout and the design of the room or the feel that you're composing in. And you have to think about the way those things intersect. And that sort of sets apart AR from any other kind of content because, at least from my understanding, if you're dealing with VR, virtual reality, you're still dealing with the screen. If you're dealing with computers or web content, that's still a screen. If you're dealing with physical computing, that's more physical-based. So AR inhabits this unique space when you're trying to create content for it of trying to overlay and splice together the screen with the physical space. That's the first concept to consider. And I'm going to talk more about ways to consider that in terms of practices in the next episode. But I'm going to call that the interface duality of AR. The interface duality. So I'm going to refer to that in the next episode. The second concept I want to consider is access and identity. So who has access to AR? What kinds of different people are going to access AR? Cultures, genders, race, class, ethnicity, but also how they access it, the type of phone they're going to use, the type of internet speeds they have. So access and identity are going to play a role with respect to the interface duality that I just mentioned. So the second concept emerges out of the first. The third concept related to augmented reality that I want to present is what I'm going to call the aversion of screen space into three-dimensional space. The eversion, not inversion, but the eversion. In other words, what emerges from on the screen eventually comes out into the real world, or probably more precisely, all of the three-dimensional objects that you create on the screen are supposed to be everted into the world, and you sort of have to use your imagination. So you have to think about the relationship between the interface duality, who's accessing it, and then thinking about all of the objects or the things that are being broadcast onto your screen in terms of AR, how those things are going to be interacted with. So I'm calling that the aversion of three-dimensional space. The fourth concept I'm going to be talking about is, again, a little bit related, but it's the physical/digital user experience. In other words, you have to consider user experience, but not just in terms of the user experience scrolling through a screen on a mobile device or on a PC. You have to consider that. Also have to consider how people are navigating in the world itself. So you have to think about physical user experience, how users walk through the world, how they take steps, how they move left, how they move right. And importantly, and this goes back to the aversion of space into three dimensions, you have to think about how people move, go up, how people go down, how people can sort of move on a three-dimensional axis as opposed to just up, down, left, or right in terms of a screen. So again, the fourth principle I'm going to call the physical/digital user experience. The fifth principle, again, deals a lot of, there's some repetition here, but I want to sort of get it out on the table because I think it's helpful. The fifth one is geolocation, and cultural contact zones. In other words, augmented reality deals with the way people move in the world itself, and so the phone or the mobile device that you're using to create the AR experience really necessitates knowing where the user is located on a map, being able to develop some sort of coordinates for them. And then in light of that geolocation, you have to recognize that users are going to come into contact zones culturally. And I don't mean this in a very broad sense. I actually mean it sort of on a micro level. You could have people moving from industrial zones to residential zones, from residential zones to commercial, from commercial to industrial. And so you can have people moving through those kinds of different cultural contact zones, and you have to think about that when you're creating your various kinds of content, how as they're moving through the AR experience, how that's going to change through their geolocated and contact zones. And then the sixth concept is pretty straightforward, but it's the broadest, and so it's the squishiest. And this is the nature of time and space. And much of the time we think about the digital AR, VR in terms of digital space, and we don't think of it as being real. But in terms of AR, you actually have to deal with physical time and space. And so rather than thinking about AR as being something digital, I actually ask people to consider, well, how does the timing, literally the timing of things matter in the world, and where is this person going to experience this in their physical space, whether it's in their bedroom, whether it's in the living room, whether it's in a library, whether it's in a classroom. And so those are the six principles. And so I want to very briefly recap those six principles. They are the interface duality of AR. That's number one. Number two is access and identity. Number three is the aversion of experience into three dimensions. The fourth is the physical digital user experience. The fifth is geolocation and cultural contact zones. And then the sixth is time and space. Now, in order for, I want to sort of step beyond just, well, how is this relevant? Why is this relevant? Are you just talking about it because Pokemon Go became popular a year ago? To a certain extent, I am. But one of the things that AR helps us to think about more broadly and more generally is it allows us to develop the idea that we're both using technology and that technology is literally in the world. And it helps us to avoid the digital, corporeal, the electronic, physical divide, and sort of bridge those two back together. It allows us to not see digital identity as radically separate from in real life identity. And it allows us to sort of see how our technologies are part of life, not just sort of this appendage that's added on and doesn't have any contact with real life. In that sense, it shows you that your experiences online, when you have like an emotional reaction to someone trolling you or someone calling you names, right? Those have physical bodily experiences. And I think the concepts I've laid out with AR are helpful for developing AR content, but they're also helpful for bridging the digital-physical divide. All right. Once again, this has been Latent Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. If you'd like to send me any comments or questions, my email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @MirrorSophistry. Once again, that Twitter handle is @MirrorSophistry. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.